He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the October 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got another wild day. It's a lot calmer than the last 2 days. I really don't know where this will end up yet, but right now we've got the Dow down 19 points. On the heels of a big drop yesterday. The Dow down 19. It's at 26,608. Not that far from its all-time high, however. The S&P 500 is up almost 2 points this morning. It is at 2,903. The NASDAQ down 22 points. The NASDAQ really took it on the chin yesterday. I'll be talking about that today. The NASDAQ is at 7,857, no longer above 8,000. The Russell 2000, also in the green today, so it's the S&P 500, the Russell 2000 that are just a little bit in the green. It's up 1.5 points this morning. It's at 1648. Crude oil is down 24 cents to $74.09. Gold is up $6, $12.07. Gold smells inflation in the water. Well, we'll see. It's still hanging around pretty close to that 1,200 mark where it's been for quite some time now. Silver is up 13 cents. It also smells inflation in the water, $14.72 per ounce. And the culprit this week, going to have to go stand in the corner for a little while, you U.S. Treasury. The 10-year is at 3.22% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Boy, has it been a wild and woolly week. This first week of October, which is known for being, I think Black Friday was in October, a few other spills in the market, nasty spills in the market occurred in October. We started off okay. We had a big day on Monday, and then it's just kind of been all downhill ever since. And you can point the finger really at the 10-year Treasury, which is now at 3.22%. And I think, you know, it's not the fact that it's at 3.22%, which is still a very historically low number, a relatively low number when you look at history of where bond interest rates have been. It's the sudden move. It's the surge that we saw, mainly after the strong jobs report on Wednesday. That's what really got it going. Also, the rising price in oil, which was pretty dramatic this week. And I would say another big contributing factor, and I'm going to talk more about it today, was Amazon's move to raise the minimum wage at their company to $15 per hour. Okay, we're worried about wage inflation and the tightness in the jobs market, and what impact that will have on wages and what impact that would have on the bottom line of companies' earnings, especially in the retail sector, which has been doing well recently. Well, that retail sector really, it sent a shiver down the spine of the retail sector this week. Amazon's news, which we'll dig into a little bit more here today. Well, we do have new news on the economy today. On the surface, it looked like bad news, which is good news for the markets and for the bond market. But now the market is starting to say, well, maybe it wasn't such bad news after all. Yesterday, we had one of the worst days of the year. And again, I would say it's the sudden jump in interest rates that really spooked the market. especially, you know, those that work on a thin margin, on a thin line. And I would say that also don't forget that rising interest rates also impact multiples that investors, equity investors, are willing to pay up for stocks. So the most vulnerable stocks during a big jump in interest rates are the higher PE momentum type stocks that have been leading the market so far this year. And the question is yesterday the beginning of the end, or just another blip on what has been a 9-year plus bull market, with many of those growth stocks, which tend to have a little higher PE ratios, leading the way? Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that also today. Do rates matter? Well, yes, rates do matter. But as I have said, just said, on a relative basis, we're still at very low rates, but we saw a sudden surge this week that has scared the market for now. Not only our markets, but markets around the world. India was down 2.5%. China's still closed, been closed the last couple of days. Guess some kind of holiday over there. London down 0.6% overnight. Europe down basically 0.6%. Okay, so what has happened this morning so far? We've had fireworks. The September payroll came in at 134,000 jobs added. That was 50,000 below what was expected. And the market initially greeted that with, well, this is good news. Now we don't have to worry about the Fed being so hawkish. And we actually saw the market rally a bit after the news. But then as they started to dig in, here's what they found. The unemployment rate went down to 3.7%. That's the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. So if you've got a son or a daughter saying, I can't find a job, Mom, Dad, I just can't find a job out there. Well, they're not looking very hard. The unemployment rate, 3.7%, that's lower than what was expected, 3.8%. So that is hotter than expected. But we also had a hurricane that hit the southeast that impacted job creation. There were also upwards revisions to July and August, and significant upside revisions. So when you weigh it all out, it wasn't as bad as it looked on the surface. It looked like a big miss in job creation, but when you weigh in these other factors, just look to the market and how the market is reacting right now. There's the truth teller on how the market interpreted today's jobs report. Well, I also said that one of the factors this last week that really spooked the market, and it did, it was Amazon, which leans very far left, obviously, with Jeff Bezos, CEO, richest man in the world, owner of the Washington Post. The increase in wages by Amazon could trigger a round of higher wages across a wide spectrum of retail firms, says UBS. The implications for the traditional retail industry could be significant, especially given the low unemployment rates as we head into the labor-intensive holiday season, and could force other retailers to potentially pay higher wages. Now, it's not just the clothing companies and the traditional retail consumer cyclical stocks. Senator Bernie Sanders has called on McDonald's. He's called on Walmart to lift their minimum wages to $15 per hour. I saw that happen in downtown San Diego. McDonald's immediately closed down, left downtown San Diego. Wendy's immediately closed their stores. They can't operate at $15 per hour wages. There's only so much folks will pay for a cup of chili at Wendy's or for a McDonald's milkshake. And if they have to factor in $15 per hour wages into the price of a milkshake, And on top of that, not be able to give you a straw. You ever tried to drink a milkshake without a straw? It's difficult. You know, you're going to go to the business meeting after lunch with the big old strawberry mustache. But straws are illegal, see, in California. That's Governor Brown at work. But senators has called on McDonald's and Walmart to lift their minimum wages. Okay, that's inflationary in nature. And it also hits the bottom line, which Bernie doesn't think corporations should make money. They should share the wealth, so there is no bottom line, which is socialism. Well, this is filtering down to Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Five Below, Kohl's, Gap Stores, TJ Maxx, Taco Bell, Burger King, Sonic, Ross Stores, and on and on and on. And that also is impacting the market. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And what has been a very, very active and busy week in the market. Not a lot of good news to start October in the fourth quarter of 2018. To add to the volatility, obviously, next week we'll start earnings season towards the end of next week. It's expected to be another blockbuster earnings season, but there will obviously be those that miss and those that beat, and the beat goes on, and we will be monitoring that. What I am especially interested in is the overall earnings picture for the S&P 500, because that has what has led this market higher for the last 9+ years. And if you were to ask me, was yesterday the beginning of the end? I would say, well, there's really not enough corroborating evidence right now to say that yesterday and the sudden rise in interest rates, the spike, and an economy that's too hot, and a Fed that's growing more hawkish by the day, I can't say that there's enough evidence there to say that this is the beginning of the end of a 9+ year bull market. To me, the evidence that I need to see will come from the earnings reports and the impact that has on the overall earnings for the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Russell 4000, the 2000, the S&P 400, the S&P 600, etc. Because it's earnings. Earnings that drive stocks, and interest rates drive bonds. But there are times, as you've seen this week, when the bond market does leak over into the stock market and impact the stock market. And where I saw the vulnerability this week, well, I saw the biotech stocks really get hit. I saw higher PE stocks really get hit. Now, that's a precursor for what will come when we will have that eventual bear market, which I don't believe is here yet, or even right around the corner yet. I would need a lot more evidence to convince me of that. A couple of down days, we've had to put up with countless down days during the last 9 years where I didn't even want to get out of bed in the morning, you know, but I did. And I'm happy I did. And, you know, the market, our firm has been hitting new all-time highs here all year long, despite a couple of bad days this past week. Well, a couple of areas to keep your eye on. I thought there was kind of an interesting IPO this week that I'll be watching. You've got a very tight labor market. I've watched a lot of the temp staffing firms do very well here in 2018. LinkedIn owns, or Microsoft owns LinkedIn. Well, their competitor, ZipRecruiter, is getting ready to go public. We hear a lot of ads for ZipRecruiter on a lot of radio stations. ZipRecruiter raises $156 million in a round co-led by Wellington Capital Management. The round brings total funding to $219 million. ZipRecruiter formed 8 years ago and has helped over 1.5 million businesses find employees and has routed 430 million applications. Well, that should be coming public here. But one that did come public this last week is called Upwork. U-P-W-K. Upwork is a good idea. It's a freelancer platform with freelancers from all over the world. UPWK, as they just came public 2 days ago. They operate an online platform that connects businesses and freelancers and clients in over 180 countries. I've actually used Upwork. had good success with it. And, you know, you can shop around, you get some work done at a fairly reasonable price by somebody in India, by somebody in Spain, by somebody in Brazil, whoever you choose to freelance your particular project, whether it's designing a logo, helping with the spreadsheet, designing apps, helping with apps, all kinds of different things. So I'm going to keep my eye on Upwork, UPWK, which went public at 15. Today I see it's hitting $21.55 just 2 days later. A stock that may benefit from a very tight labor market. Factory orders came in more, rose sharply in August. That also is leading to higher interest rates, a spike in the bond market. It did not help when this news came out yesterday. Factory orders up 2.3% versus 2.1% consensus. Another drag on tech stocks this past week, this whole Chinese spy chip report, which we don't know if it's true or not. Bloomberg released the report, and all of the supposed culprits are all denying the report vehemently. But that has caused a lot of the tech stocks this week to sell off. Shares in Apple's suppliers, because Amazon and Apple are supposedly the two big companies that have some of this spyware in their devices. Imagine if they're listening in on your device at home, you know. I can't remember what you call those devices. I don't have one here, but you can ask it anything. You know, what if China's listening in? Shares in Apple suppliers saw a broad decline overnight on the back of a bombshell report that alleged Chinese spy chips were discovered in data center equipment used by Amazon and Apple. Well, this story was put out by Bloomberg Businessweek. The tech giants have denied the allegations, which said the hack reached almost 30 U.S. companies and compromised America's technology chain. Well, this caused Taiwan Semiconductor to get whacked yesterday, if the report is true. It caused Lenovo to get whacked yesterday, TDK, Murata, LG Display, a lot of other suppliers. And it's had a major impact on the tech sector, the NASDAQ, which was whacked yesterday for about 150 points, and this was part of the reason. The Amazon news of raising their minimum wage was another part, but the biggest culprit still, you got to point a finger at the big sudden hike in the bond market. Apple again denies Bloomberg Businessweek's report that the company found malicious chips. They're denying it categorically, not true, that China put in super micro products to spy on U.S. companies. Apple has issued a denial to Bloomberg before the piece was even published. You know, Bloomberg has been guilty of several stories that ended up being completely false. We'll see where this one ends up. Key quote from their newer statement, Apple has never found malicious chips in our servers. Finally, in response to questions we have received from other news organizations since Business Week published this story, we are not under any kind of gag order or other confidentiality obligation. Well, it's impacted the technology sector this past week, Bloomberg. I hope you're telling the truth, Bloomberg. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And what has been a pretty rocky week in the market after starting off pretty well here on Monday to start October, which has historically had real spills in the market. But we enter October with an economy that's accelerating. We enter October with a very tight labor market. We enter October with the Fed that continues to raise rates. And we enter October with a pretty good expectation for earnings that will start to be reported late next week. And then that pace will really pick up. So we'll take it a stock at a time, a day at a time, a sector at a time. We just had a quarter that we finished 25% earnings growth year over year. And this quarter we're supposedly going to be in the 18, 19% area. So we shall see how the companies report, because the most important thing to remember about stocks and equities is stocks follow earnings. Well, let's not forget we still have China out there. That's been going on almost all year long. I think, obviously, we would have had a much better year in the market so far this year had we not had China, and still have China hanging over our heads. It makes me wonder what will happen when that gets resolved, if it ever gets resolved. Yesterday, J.P. Morgan was saying, yeah, this could go on for decades. Well, we'll see, but if it does get resolved, that would certainly light a match, light a fire underneath this market, which has been held down to some extent. And the rhetoric ramped up yesterday as Vice President Pence weighed in. Of course, you got now the Chinese spy chip report that Bloomberg put out. That doesn't help our relations with China. And yesterday, Vice President Pence, who seems like a pretty decent fellow to me, he accused China of efforts to undermine the U.S. elections. He criticized them for reckless military actions in the South China Sea. And, of course, China responded by saying, this is nothing but speaking on hearsay evidence. I saw a film of the two ships passing each other. That's not hearsay evidence. China says that the U.S. is confusing right and wrong and creating something out of thin air. Now, this is a communist country who hides behind a veil accusing us of speaking on hearsay evidence. Pence also took aim at Google. All right, this is also impacting. For this reason, I continue to avoid the social media stocks. Vice President Pence urged Google to immediately end the development of its China-focused Dragonfly app that would make it easier to track the internet searches. Like Facebook's not doing that already with us, you know. Dragonfly is a censored version of a Google search project, and it was first revealed by The Intercept in August. Pence's comments came as he discussed the alleged theft of U.S. technology. Now, that's not hearsay. I mean, that's a known fact. Well, the rift between China and the U.S. continues, and it continues to hang over the market. It doesn't help either that the international trade deficit rose to $53.2 billion. We exported $209 billion. We imported $262 billion. That's a $53 billion difference. And despite Trump's best efforts, we are still not decreasing that trade deficit yet as these trade wars continue to happen. We've got Mexico resolved for now. We've got Canada resolved. Europe seems to be not too bad. Japan is on the table next, but it's China that's really taking the brunt of it. Did you see the emerging markets get hammered again yesterday? All right, asset allocators, I want to hear your reasons for being in the bond market right now and for being in emerging markets right now, when they both entered bear markets long ago. Man, I was looking at the emerging market, like VWO, which is a huge, huge ETF, Vanguard's Emerging Markets Fund, hitting new. Look at the downtrend in that thing. It's gone from 51 earlier this year to 39. Well, that's a 24% drop. And yet the asset allocators and the passive investors go right over the waterfall. That's what they've been taught to do. And they're going to do it when the U.S. stock market starts to go right over the waterfall, until the pain gets so great that they finally call their clients and say, maybe we ought to move you out of this. Well, the pain is already, the damage has already been done at that point in time. I'm also watching the inverse funds. The one that interests me the most right now, there's a couple. I'm not in them yet, but I watch them every day. As the emerging markets have been falling, EUM, which is inverse the emerging markets, has been rising. And it's threatening to break out right now. Now, let's just see where EUM is ranked in the app right now. I don't own it, but I have been watching it, okay? I just don't think that, I think, you know, if they ever resolve this Chinese situation, that's not going to be a good place to be sitting. And for that reason, I have not been in it. But EUM, yeah, you know what? It's still ranked 2,300. So even though it's come up in rank a lot, there's still not that much to be made yet being inverse the emerging markets, which got hammered again today, or again yesterday. Why? Well, here's another thing that you got to watch every day, the U.S. dollar. With all of this hawkishness by the Fed and rising bond rates, the dollar has been in rally mode, and the market's also been fighting that. But I just think that the worst is probably behind us. I think interest rates will settle down. I think the dollar will settle down. I think the rhetoric will settle down. And I think that the market will continue on its merry way that it's been on for the last 9+ years, but will obviously keep a very close eye on the earnings season. Speaking of the emerging markets, Brazil goes to the ballot box this weekend. Oh, the current front runner is Jair Bolsonaro, who's still recovering from being stabbed. You think our political rhetoric is bad here in America? This poor guy was stabbed while on the campaign trail with the Workers' Party, Fernando Haddad, likely the runner-up. Brazil has been plagued by the economy, unemployment, crime, corruption. No, I can't imagine that. Corruption in government? No, never. These have become contentious issues for campaigners. So, yeah, you know, the world continues to divide, doesn't it? You're either on one side or the other. And this poor guy's walking around with a knife wound in his back. Well, let's see. Here's one that catches my eye. I'll tell you a good stock that I have got interest in again is SoftBank. And you know what SoftBank is? SoftBank's been around for a long time. SFTBY. It's currently ranked number 35 in my Best Stocks Now app. SoftBank is kind of like a venture capital firm that invests in a lot of startups and companies around the world. They have a big investment in a lot of private companies, such as Lyft, such as Uber, and other companies that the average Joe, like myself, can't invest in. Well, SoftBank is nearing a $500 million investment in Grab. What is Grab, you say? Well, it's the Southeast Asia's biggest ride-hailing firm. In other words, it's the Uber of Southeast Asia. Has Uber been a disruptive company? I talked to a taxi cab driver a couple weeks ago. My answer is Uber has been a massive disruptor to the taxi cab and the rental car agency. When I used to go for these visits to cities, I used to rent a car. Not anymore. I just Uber. I take my crew to Pecan Lodge in Deep Ellum, Texas for some brisket. We just Ubered right on over there, which has now become a verb. But first I had to Google Uber to get to Deep Ellum. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll have our featured stock of the day here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll get to my featured stock. Costco not doing too well today, down a little bit. They missed, well, they beat earnings by a few cents. I continue to own Costco in my growth and income portfolio. We have Super Micro strongly refuting Bloomberg's report. Super Micro is down like 55%, plunging to $9.73 after Bloomberg's Business Week report that the company, Supermicro, SMCI, which trades on the bulletin boards, they are down 54% after Bloomberg reported that the company let China slip malicious chips into products it passed along to U.S. customers, including Apple and Amazon. Everybody is denying this. We'll see whether Bloomberg retracts their story, got wrong info, or if Apple and Amazon are lying. Somebody's not telling the truth here. Junk bonds continue to see massive outflows. No, why? I've warned about bonds until I'm blue in the face. I'm not even going to say anything anymore. Oh, I probably will. But I would just get off the railroad tracks. If you're not off the railroad tracks already, and if your guy or gal is saying, stay the course, that just makes no sense to me. Okay, the company that catches my eye today is CP, Canadian Pacific Railway. CP. The transports have been strong. The railroad stocks have been exceptionally strong. They're economically sensitive. They're cyclical. They ebb and flow with the economy. They ebb and flow with oil prices. We still don't have enough pipelines to carry the oil, so much of it is still carried by rail. CP reported blowout earnings yesterday. They beat estimates, and they raised their full-year EPS guidance. Canadian Pacific Railway says that we have rebuilt the engine at CP and are leveraging the strengths of our franchise to drive growth, says Canadian Pacific CEO Keith Creel. I've owned this stock in the past, and I've done very well with this company in the past. It's now a $32 billion company, headquartered in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, where my buddy Douglas Apperly, who helped develop the Best Stocks Now app, is from. This stock is hitting a new all-time high today. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years at a very fast pace of about 16% per year. They also pay a little bitty dividend yield of about 1%, just under 1%. Well, let's take a look at the app, www.beststocksnowapp, on this $30 billion company, large cap. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 32%. The market's up 14%. It gets a momentum grade of A right now. Over the last 10 years, it has handily beat the returns of the S&P 500. While the S&P 500 has been delivering a total return 10.6 over the last 10 years. Did you know that? That's with the dividends. The S&P 500 over the last 10 years has averaged 10.6% per year. CP, on the other hand, has averaged 18% per year total returns. It gets a performance grade of B, a momentum grade of A. Now let's look at the valuation, and then we'll look at the chart. I will probably be revising my five-year target price higher, but as of now, I have a $340 five-year target price on a stock that is trading at $222 per share. So it still has pretty good upside potential from its current price, and it may even have more upside potential when I factor in the new numbers that they have put out, the new guidance that they have given. See, that's what you watch for in these earnings reports. The actual numbers, how they compared with the analyst estimates, how they compared with the same quarter last year. But what we're really interested in is the forward guidance that they give for the rest of the year, which now has 3 months left in it, a little less than that, and for the full year next year. And CP guided higher on all of that. Well, out of 5,021 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, and my beststocksnow.com BAT database, CP comes in at number 203. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Well, today's newsletter day, I have my newsletter face on. I'll be updating you on what has been a wild week, beginning on Tuesday of this past week in the market. I'll give you my take away from what I witnessed and what I witnessed today. I'm the guy who's been bullish on the stock market since March of 2009, and I'm a market timer. I believe at some point, I know at some point, the economy and the market will start to roll over. And when it starts to roll over, you want to get out of the way. Now, I've been reporting for weeks, months, years now that I don't see that need to get out of the way yet. But once again this week, I'll look at the earnings picture of the market. I'll look at the leading asset classes. I'm the guy that has no exposure to the emerging markets or the bond market. Getting the asset allocation is a good start. Getting your market timing signal is also a good start. And then being in all the right places in the market, you're still going to have your losers. You're still going to have your down days. You're still going to have your down weeks. But overall, you want to be in the best sectors now, the best asset classes now, and the best stocks now. That's the name of the show. It's the name of the newsletter. It's the name of the app. I do my best to point you in the right direction and keep you out of all the dark alleys where people are getting mugged. Bond investors are getting mugged. Emerging market investors are getting mugged. And what are their protectors doing, their wealth managers? They're either on the golf course or they're passively sitting in their big fat easy chair watching things go down in those asset classes. I don't know what they're doing. That's just my guess. Anyways, if you'd like to get the newsletter, been doing it for 20 years now, plus, if you'd like to talk to us about money management at Gunderson Capital Management, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. And don't forget, we'll be in Atlanta in just 3 weeks. You better get a spot reserved, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.